Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is asking this question again and again to Krishna that, okay, you're saying that all of them are spiritual, and when they change the body, they'll get a new body, they'll get a fresh body, and they will enjoy more, they'll be more happy. But oh Krishna, I have a question. See, after changing the body, they're getting a new body, but in this body, when they're fighting with me, when I'm releasing my weapons, surely they will get injured. The soul will get injured. And to answer this question, Krishna is speaking verse number 23. So let's dive deep into this verse and discuss different aspects of it. It goes like this. Nainam chandanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. न चैनम क्लेदयन्त्यापो न शोषयति मारुतः. वेरी नाइस वर्स एंड अ वेरी वेरी फेमस वर्स विच पीपल रिसाइट. सो इट सेज नैनम छिंदन्ति शस्त्राणि. सो नैनम कैन बी डिवाइडेड इनटू टू वर्ड्स, न एनम. न मीन्स नेवर, एनम मीन्स वी आर पॉइंटिंग टू द सोल, दिस सोल. सो दिस सोल कैन नेवर बी छिंदन्ति, कट इनटू पीसेस बाय शस्त्राणि, बाय एनी वेपन. So the soul cannot be cut into pieces by any weapon. Second, it says, "Nainam dahati pavakaha." Again, "Na enam dahati pavakaha." This soul can never be burnt, dahati, by pavakaha, by fire. Then the third line says, "Na chainam kledayantyapo." Cha is also. This soul, enam, na, never. So this soul can never be moistened, kledayantya, and apo, by water. So the soul can never be moistened by water. And the next line says, na shoshayati marutaha. This soul can never be withered by marutaha, wind. So marutaha, this word is like maruti. We call Hanuman as maruti, the son of Vayudev. So marutaha. I hope we understand the connection. So now, here, he is very clear. Arjuna's question is, like a dweller in the house, he gets destroyed when the house is set on fire, when the house gets destroyed. Similarly, when this body will be destroyed by the blow of the weapons from my side, even the soul should get destroyed. And Krishna is saying, not possible. Oh Arjuna, you have got so many weapons. By any weapon, you cannot cut the soul into pieces. By your fire weapon, you cannot burn the soul. By your water weapon, you cannot moisten the soul. And by your wind weapon, you cannot wither away the soul. So Arjuna, nothing will happen to the soul. This is what is the argument that Krishna is placing. This is so wonderful, you see. The technology that is there in the Vedic culture, in the Vedic scriptures, so high level. So currently, in this modern age, the greatest weapon that a person or any country has is what? Nuclear weapon. And nuclear weapon can be categorized as a fire weapon. That's what Prabhupada is saying in the purport. And in the Vedic times, there were water weapons to counteract the fire weapons. So those are not yet not discovered here or invented as of now. And also, there were something called as tornado weapons. So you can imagine, such nice weapons were available at that time for various fights. So maybe with time the scientists will discover one by one, but as of now it is not there. But all these weapons, even if they're available, they cannot do anything to the soul. The soul will remain unchanged, the soul will be untouched. This is the point that Krishna is trying to make in this particular verse. Now there is one nice argument which Mayavadis put forward. So Mayavadi is a sect of philosophers who put forward, or transcendentalist I should say, who put forward a philosophy which is really not correct. So according to them, they give two reasons why we living entities are here in this material world. So Prabhupada says, the first reason that they give is the individual soul has come into existence simply by ignorance and consequently became covered by the illusory energy. So simply by ignorance we are here and we are covered by illusory energy. So if you ask them how this has happened, they're not able to answer. And the second reason that they give is, so we all individual souls have been cut from the supreme soul. It's like, you know, you can imagine a pastry or a big cake, and from that you cut different pieces and then, you know, you remove. So like that, these Mayavadis say that, you know, we are cut, you know, from the supreme soul. But then this verse, it says very clearly, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, Na Enam Chindanti Shastrani. This soul can never be cut into pieces. So very clear from the Shastra. So what else we want? So these two questions, these Mayavadis are never able to answer. So we can imagine that the philosophy is not proper. So if this is not proper, then what is the right thing? What is the right thing? What is the real information about the soul? So that is given here. Individual souls are eternally separated parts of the Supreme Soul. So the Supreme Soul exists eternally, and we also, as individual souls, we also exist with Supreme Soul eternally. It's not that we have been cut, you know, from the Supreme Soul. And Mayavadis, they say that it's cut from the Supreme Soul because according to them, when a living entity gets liberated, breaks the cycle of birth and death, what happens? That fragmental part which was cut again goes and merges back and loses its identity. So this is not correct. Eternally, Nityam, we have been individual souls along with the Supreme Soul. We were together always. Eternally. Now, a very nice point that is put forward here is from Varaha Puran and from 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7th shloka. So it says, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. So Krishna is also saying that eternally, all these living entities are my parts and parcels. They all belong to me. They are connected to me. You know, this is the point that is made. So if we were connected to Krishna, then how come we are there in this filthy world? What are we doing here? This is a very important thing that we need to understand. Many, many people, you know, they don't understand this point. And they keep talking about the Mayavad philosophy. So let's understand, you know, what is that. So we all are atomic individual souls. Prabhupada is very beautifully mentioning here. We all are atomic individual souls eternally. So since we are atomic, we are tiny, we are prone to be influenced by the Maya Shakti, by the illusory energy. And that is the main reason why we have been separated from the Supreme Soul. It's like very simple. Prabhupada gives a nice analogy. He's saying that the fire, the sparks in the fire, so they are one in quality with the fire. But then as soon as they come out of the fire, what happens? They'll get extinguished very, very easily. So that's what is our situation. We were connected to Krishna. But as soon as, you know, we got disconnected with Krishna, the illusory energy took over us. And we are there in this material world, trying to lord it over material nature. We want to enjoy here in this material world, trying to become masters. A very, very important takeaway from today's session. So when people say that like the river merges with the ocean, one day we will also merge into Brahman, we will also merge into the Supreme Soul. So that is not correct. We will always remain individuals. And what is the proof for that? Prabhupada is mentioning here. The last few lines. The living entity remains a separate identity. Very important point. We should note it down. The living entity remains a separate identity, as is evident from the teachings of Lord to Arjuna. Arjuna became liberated by the knowledge received from Krishna. So after entire Bhagavad Gita, so Arjuna became liberated because he received the supreme knowledge from the supreme person. But he never became one with Krishna. He always remained an individual. As an eternal associate of Krishna, serving Krishna. So in this way, this wonderful shloka, you know, it has to be bhayated if possible. Very, very important shloka. Nainam chindanti shastrani. The soul cannot be cut into pieces. This shloka is enough to counter the argument of the Mayavadis. So Krishna is saying that don't worry. Their soul will not get injured because these material weapons cannot touch the spiritual entity. Oh Arjuna, get up and fight. But then Arjuna is like, but still I have got some more doubts, Krishna. Krishna is like, okay, we have few more shlokas to go till verse number 30, we are anyways going to discuss this. So I'll try to clear the doubts. So let's see, what is the next point that Krishna is going to make? Now you see different angles Krishna is giving. Now Krishna is going to give one more angle to understand that how the soul is eternal. So let's see that in the next video. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.